Morning, Lee. Good to be here again.
And it's great that the Breakfast Networking session is back again tomorrow at the Beach Hotel. Who have we got lined up as guest speaker?
This Wednesday, as October is National Safe Work Month, we've got Lauren Kerrison from the Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Lauren's talking to us on what work health and safety services can be provided to local businesses. And, you know, quite often small businesses are worried and about asking for support in this area of their businesses. They fear being fined or prosecuted for non-compliance. But Lauren's role is to assist local businesses so they don't get into that situation.
And that'll kick off 7:15 for a 7:30 sit-down. Includes a great hot breakfast. Perfect way to start the day. Cost is $20 for members, $25. Bring along your guests, and the general public are most welcome to attend the Beach Hotel, aren't they?
That's right, Lee. And businesses should attend so they know what's happening in the workplace health and safety sector. Lauren is a senior advisor for Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce in this area, and she'll detail what services she can provide to help businesses through what can be a very tricky area that many only learn of when an incident happens. And as I said, all businesses are welcome, and they can get the details from our website and email me for tickets.
I know we say it every fortnight, you're a very busy person, Ian, and you hosted the Council Election Candidate Forum. How did that go?
Very successfully. We had over 140 people attend, and 11 of the 14 candidates were there, plus two sent in videos of their campaign statements. And we did a live stream of the event, and so far we've had over 3,000 views of that. And for anyone who wants to see the broadcast, it's on the Business Northwest Facebook page. Overall, it was the best attended forum in the region, which shows there's a high level of interest in our election, especially as it's compulsory to vote for the first time in a council election.
Yeah, I have checked it out. It looks fantastic too. Great quality picture, great sound. And postal ballot package should have already received it by now. If you haven't done, get in contact with the TEC, tec.tas.gov.au. As you did allude to there, voting is now compulsory. And you can ring the number 1-800-801-701 if you haven't received it. And it's pretty simple. Voting is easy. Consider the candidates, complete your ballot papers, place them in the declaration envelope, sign the declaration, very important to do that, put it in the mail, and deliver it to council so they're received by 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of October. What did we learn from the forum?
Well, I thought all the candidates presented well and was impressed with some of the new candidates, as I know it's a lot of pressure for them to step up to address such a big crowd. And our mayoral candidates presented their vision for the next 4 years and all mentioned the coastal pathway as being vital to the city, albeit there's no funding at this time for the eastern end of it.
Jobs is always very important in our neck of the woods, something involving regional jobs hub.
Yes, Lee. One of the board positions I have is on the board committee of West Northwest Working, which is a regional jobs hub that is state government funded via Burnie Works. And each month we meet in a different area of the region, and last week we convened on King Island to discuss the relevant workforce issues that they face over there, and it was a great trip. We visited the Group 6 Metals Scheelite Mine and heard of the progress there. It's a really exciting project that should start tungsten production early next year, and it's providing long-term permanent employment opportunities for locals and others prepared to relocate to the island. And overall, they need about 60 employees and are busy renovating housing to accommodate the workforce. And go to g6m.com.au if you're interested, or read today's paper as Sean Ford's had an article in there on it.
It's a great opportunity. How are things in general on King Island?
Things are busy over there, Lee. The golf courses are attracting a lot of mainland visitors, and the courses are among the top in Australia. Two are in the top 15, with Cape Wickham ranked number 2 in the nation. And golf course tourism is really big business there. And there are also lots of entrepreneurs focused on using the high-quality local ingredients to make boutique products. And one is Heidi Waitjens of King Island Distillery, who together with her husband Shane make top-quality gin, whiskey, limoncello and other spirits, and won the best craft distillery in Tasmania this year. And then there's the King Island Brew House that supplies beer to some of the local pubs, clubs and restaurants, another quality product which we provided quality assurance on while we were there.
Well done to them. Sure you did. What's the labour force situation like there?
It's hard to get people to relocate there, as the cost of living's quite high due to the need to ship or fly everything in. And, you know, fuel's about 50 cents a litre more expensive than here, but what a top place to live, you know. But, you know, the bakery's been trying to recruit a baker for 2 years. Locals can only fill so many positions, Lee. And, you know, at the mine, some of the farmers' wives are driving the ore trucks, which is a win-win for all concerned. And, look, there are lots of opportunities and a great lifestyle to enjoy there. So that's probably all from me this fortnight.
Doing a bit for King Island Tourism. Good on your end. So a final reminder, tomorrow's breakfast, it features Lauren Kerrison. Lauren from Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. She'll be chatting about services that can provide to help small business in the area of workplace safety. It's at the Beach Hotel in Wilson Street. Starts at 7:15 for a 7:30 sit down. You'll get a great hot breakfast. Perfect way to start the day at a cost of $20 for members. Bring along those guests for $25.
Yes, Lee, it's a great breakfast and a really good way to network with other businesses in the area, and nobody leaves hungry.
Me and Jones, Business Northwest Presidents.
Thanks, Lee.